Ukraine came to the General Assembly arguing that Russian aggression is a violation of the UN Charter, as well as a deadly existential threat.
They have come to the Ukrainian soil not only to kill some of us, not only to shift our course and priorities. They have come to deprive Ukraine of the very right to exist.
Here, Russia has no veto power, just the power to make its case, even in the face of enormous opposition.
Your refusal to support today's draft resolution is a vote for a peaceful Ukraine, free from radicalism and neo-Nazism.
In the end, only four member states sided with the Russians, 141 voting in favor of the resolution, deploring the military operation.
Today, the world has spoken with a clear, united voice. Together, the vast majority of the world has condemned Russia's unprovoked, unjustified, unconscionable war. We have deplored Belarus for allowing its territory to be used to facilitate this aggression.
35 countries abstained from voting, among them China, India, and South Africa.
The resolution that we have considered today does not create an environment conducive for diplomacy, dialogue, and mediation.
However, the United Arab Emirates, which had abstained on a similar resolution in the Security Council, came out in favor.
Right now, we recognize that this resolution adopted here today is a necessary signal of where we need to be going. Resigning ourselves to a cycle of perpetual violence and sanctions that only adds to the suffering of civilians diminishes us all.
Under international law, matters of peace and security are the purview of the Security Council. But the Council invoked a rarely used provision of the UN Charter to get around the Russian veto and call for this special emergency session of the General Assembly. Its outcome, according to sponsors, shows Russia's isolation on the international stage. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.